Hi, this is John Thomas. As you know, if you've been listening to my podcast, or you really should, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose, and I promise you, you can. Today we're going to talk about weight loss programs, because everybody tells me that, John, I have this new diet, I have this new program, and it's going to make me lose weight, and I'll be thin forever, and I'm going to do it, and it's going to cost me so many dollars. But you know, everybody's getting fatter. Statistically, nobody is getting any thinner. What's the problem? What's going on? You know, if you walk into a supermarket, the checkout aisle, it seems that every magazine they have has something about weight. Movie stars have a new diet. Movie stars are losing weight. There's a new Mediterranean diet or other ethnic diet. Somebody is walking off 30, 40 pounds, and they promise me you can lose 10 pounds by Christmas or 4th of July or whatever season it is. There's a new exercise routine that they want to sell you. There's testimonials about losing weight. And they have pictures on magazines of such dramatic weight changes that it seems almost impossible. This is not a TV program where they take people and put them away for 3 or 4 or 5 months. It's a magazine where they tell you this woman lost 65 pounds or 42 pounds, or this man lost 108 pounds. For a while, you can hardly believe it. You know, it seems like everybody is losing weight except you and everybody you know. There are lots of weight loss programs. People will sell you certain kinds of food. They'll ship it to you. They'll have it delivered to your door. They tell you exactly how many portions to eat. People will sell you supplements for your diet that are guaranteed to be produced in some esoteric part of the world, but they're guaranteed to make you weigh less. They will sell you medicines to tell you when you're full. That, to me, is the most absurd of all. You know exactly when you're full. Now, you know, famous universities have departments dedicated to obesity and weight loss, and people walk around seriously in white coats and talk about losing weight, losing weight. There are fat farms, there are spas, charge you thousands of dollars, thousands and thousands of dollars to go there for a week or 10 days. And they put you on diet regimens and exercise, and people tell you to make healthy choices and change your lifestyle. Everybody's out there. It's costing billions of dollars a year, and people are getting fatter. Or sometimes when they lose 10 or 20 or 30 or 40 pounds, they gain it back. So is all that money being thrown away? After all, if you're not losing any weight because that's what you think you're going to do, why do it? What's the problem? What's the problem? Think about it, folks. I tell you again, I don't want a penny of your money. Save it, because when we finish, you'll need it for an entirely new wardrobe, much smaller clothes. Look, what's the problem? The problem is simple. I know it sounds kind of funny, but everybody in the world is doing the wrong thing. They're telling you to lose weight. I will tell you that for all practical purposes, there is no such thing as permanent weight loss for almost everybody. Really, you question me. Say, all right, well, John, how can you prove that? Well, I ask you, are you fatter than you want to be? How many people do you know who have permanently lost weight? Probably nobody. If you can find anybody, there's a unique circumstance. Look, let me tell you again, there is no obesity crisis. That's a bunch of baloney. If you weigh more than you want to, if you're fat, listen to me now, you do not have a weight problem. It's not your weight. You have a problem satisfying your emotional needs. That is your problem. You're putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons. Now, all the weight loss programs in the world aren't going to change that. Why? They're treating the symptom. The weight is the result of you having to put all that food in your mouth. You're doing so for emotional reasons. Your symptom, that is the weight, is not going to disappear unless you make the cause disappear. That's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing here for free. It's called emotional change. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate the emotional need you have for food, or as I call it, your ENF, your emotional need for food. Look how you look at a new diet. All right, you go to the doctor, he or she finally persuades you, you weigh too much. Says you have to lose 20, 30, 50, 100 pounds. Doesn't make any difference. You are distressed. Oh, you just can't think of the drudgery. After all, you are now going to be deprived of foods that you have felt a need to put in your mouth for years and years. Or no more, and I'm just picking foods out, ice cream, chocolate cake, fried chicken, pizza, whatever, or much smaller portions. It's killing you. It's a drudge. You can't think about it. You look out in the future and say, oh my gosh, for the next 5 or 6 or 7 months or 2 weeks or 5 weeks, I'm going to be so unhappy. I'm going to be so miserable. Why? Because I can't put my favorite foods in my mouth. Remember, there's a reason you've been eating all those foods. It's not because you're lazy. It's not because you just like the food. It's because of what the food does for you. It's the emotional component. That's why weight loss programs, if they're just telling you to lose weight and telling you how to lose weight or make lifestyle changes, they're not going to be effective for you because that's not your problem. The problem is not the food. The food just lays there. You have a need to put it in your mouth. That's the problem. And until everybody does that, treats that, people are going to be fat all over, very fat. Look what people do. Look how strong the need is. People have gastric bypass surgery or laparoscopic surgery or some sort of surgery where it makes it impossible for them to consume and put in their system very much food. Now, why did they need the surgery? Because they couldn't stop it on their own. Why couldn't they just say to themselves, gee whiz, Mary or George, or I can't do this anymore, I'm making myself unhappy. I don't want to be fat, I can't stand being fat, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the clothes I have to wear, people make fun of me, may discriminate against you, it may not be illegal, but they do it anyway. So why would you do that? Why don't these people just say to themselves, look, this is silly, this is foolish, I've been wasting my time, I've been hurting myself, it's bad for my health, I've made myself unhappy, I think I'll stop it. After all, they wouldn't need any surgery. That's the whole thing. Wouldn't it be simple? You know, and everybody else knows in the whole world exactly what to do. Instead, and you can't do it. And nobody can do it except what I'm telling you now. For free, I might add, for free. I don't want a penny of your money. Save it. Is eliminate the need you feel. Now, how do you go about this? People say, John, how do we do it? And I will tell you, I've been doing this, telling you all along, and I'll do it in much more detail as we go forward. Be aware of what you're doing. Understand your problem. Look, I can tell you how to make the problem go away. I really can, trust me, for free again. But you have to understand it. In order to understand the problem, just think of why you're eating all that food. Whenever you put some food in your mouth, starting at breakfast, lunch, dinner, and we'll go all through it in subsequent podcasts, why are you putting all that food in your mouth? Every time you're thinking of putting some food in your mouth, ask yourself, why am I doing this? I'm fat, or you think you're fat, or you weigh 20 or 30 or 50 pounds too much, and you are eating just enough food, remember this, to keep yourself fat. Nobody's forcing you to do it. You're doing it on your own. By design, you intend to do it. You may not like it, but the fact is you're doing it on purpose. Think of why you're doing this. I will tell you, folks, once you get the hang of this thing, it's so simple. I got an email from a woman the other day, and she said, John, I've lost weight as a result of what you're telling me. Is it this simple? And I emailed her back and said, yes, it is that simple. The whole weight thing is so simple. After all, remember, you know exactly what to do. You just can't do it. And nobody is going to force that upon you or force you to lose weight or weigh less or eat less because you don't like the feeling of emotional deprivation because that's what it is. When we finish, as we go along, you won't care about eating the ice cream or chocolate cake or whatever it is or the amount of food that is making you fat. It just won't make a difference anymore. You really won't care about it. It's that simple. That's how you make it go away. Once you eliminate the need, the emotional need to put all your food in your mouth, you can weigh anything you want. And that's what I tell you in my book. You can live at any weight you choose. Just listen to the podcast. That's all you have to do. We'll take you through this. It's free. I don't want any of your money. Save it. But we're going to eliminate the cause, not the weight. The weight will automatically come off or as much as you want. You think that's impossible? No, it isn't. It is really simple. Trust me, it's really simple. This is John Thomas. We'll do more podcasts. Just listen to it. They're all 8 or 9 minutes, and it will change your life as it has changed the lives of others. Goodbye.